We have very few days to actually cover the what we want to cover in this parent. You all have the Mamakamas. Whoever's missing Mamakamas, there's some more copies over here, please. Mamakamas for Perek Elu Overin. Obviously, not going to finish the entire Perek in a small amount of time, but I want to cover some significant sugyas. The Perek begins, Ve'elu Overin the Pesach. Before you even go any further, the Machlekes. This is it. Machlekes starts very quickly over here. Ve'elu Overin, says Rashi, Ve'elu Overin, Alea, Mabalia, Rav, Mabalia, Motzei. Ve'kulam, Mepharshal, Begumaras, Deisim, Azoman, Ve'kolam, Ve'amelam. There are first four things. What are they? Kuta Chababli, Shechar Amadi, Chomatz Adomi, Vizesim, Amitri, Vizoma, Shal Tzavoy, Vamelon, Shal Tabocha, Vakolon, Shal Sofrim. Rashi gives a random sample. He doesn't mention all seven. He mentions four of them. Are all seven the same of us, or are there two categories? Who knows?
It's two categories.
What are the two categories?
Tarovis Chomitz and
Chomitz. Excellent. Tarovis Chomitz and Chomitz Nukshin. Okay? That's important to understand. Okay, fine. Rabbi Elezer Omer Avtak Shitei Noshim. What does that mean? What does that mean? Tashit Enoshim. The Gemara Mefarish. Great. So, for our purpose, what category is it? So far, we don't know. Zeh Klal. Kol Shemi Min Dogon Areza Over BePesach. If it's made for the five times of grain, as she says, over that we saw back on the Flamen Hay. Then it says, Arei Elu Ba'Azhar Ben Rishim Karis. So we know this can't be Chometz Gomer, because Chometz Gomer, Yechayev Karis, a Pesach and Chumash. But here not. Hey Rashi, Ein Lechem Karis and Achol, Ava Lav Yesh, Be'achilos, and the Gemara Yolof Lakula. The Gemara that's supposed to take care of all of our problems. We have a lot of problems before we start. Let's see Tosis. Ve'el Ovim Pesach, Pirish HaKunjus, Lav Alav Alem Ba'ayroh, Ba'ayamotzim. Vigam Rivo, Medaktek Miloshen Orim, the mashma Ovin min ha'olam. So the Rivo is like Rashi in the sense that Ovin means you have to get rid of it from the world. According to Rashi, if you don't, you're over by all by your mate. According to Rivo, there's a dispute. How do you learn Rivo? Rivo, if you actually are over by all by your mate, you can't tell from the Rivo. It just doesn't say anything. It's exactly the same as Rashi. So what's the Rivo? Same thing for God? Or is it a different point of view? That over means over min olam, notwithstanding the fact that maybe there is no bayor bayamotzi. So it's not clear in Tosis. Ve'inir le'ben etam, the mashma the kol hanach marbina mikol machmeses lo sochel. That's a gemara later on. Va'afilu ba'chilu havim mechayi ilav the rabbi kro. There's a special pasuk which tells us kol machmeses to include whether it be tarovis, whether it be nuksha, we'll see. U'mehechetesi bayor bayamotzi. By all, by emotzi, it's found with respect to chometz, not machmetz or kol. So therefore, what's the habamina? What's the habamina? She by all, by emotzi. It's crazy. Now that's actually wrong. It's not even a habamina. No, by the time the elu ovin pirish ha'ochlin, the food, not the people, the food. What does ovin mean? Ovin ha'inu me'ala shulchan, the lav b'nei mechol ninu ha'va by all lek. You have to get it rid of off the table, but there is no b'yeroa. And Rashi, many times he's going further than that. You don't have to get rid of it. You don't have to get rid of it. It's only over mena shulchan. You could have said over mena olam, even it's no bayiro. Yes, sir.
Usually, when we say over, we mean that you have to get rid of it from the entire world. So why here would over, like would we?
Because it doesn't say over maleim. That's the dictus. Over not Rashi. Rashi has the word aleim. El over aleim. Why did the Mishnah say everyone aleim the Pesach? Why did the Mishnah leave out the word aleim? Means it's not going on the. On the person, but it's going on the chametz. That's what Ben Tam's chiddush. It's going on the chametz, and the chametz is. We could have said you're right. The chametz has to be removed from the mina olam. Maybe that's what the Riva means. But no, mina shulchan. Fine. Rabbi Leza Omer Af Tachshit Enoshim Hainu. What is Tachshit Enoshim? The Bach is Magi over here. Hainu chametz nukshe. Okay, if you look on the left side, it says Lefizeh Moisif Rabbi Lezer the Tanakama Dafka Nuksha Be'en Rabbi Lezer Af Nuksha Ayadei Taruves. Okay, he puts them both together, right? Both together. Then he says Vafilu Havi Chometz Dogon Gom Ayadei Taruves Mikomakom Mitakomar Af Mashma the mode of Latana Kama. Uve Gemara Amina the Rabbi Lezer Sava Nukshe Beinei Belo Klum. Kachnira the Gosh Rabbi Lezer V'chad Minaya Obe Gemara. One's Rabbi Lezer, one's Rabbi Lezer. Bottom line, the Bas Hagos is the most substantive for us. It's a possibility of a, it's what's called Tartal Tivusa. It's number one, Nukshe. And number one, two, it's Taruvus, Aval Pika, and it's awesome. What does the word Nukshe mean? What does Chomus Nukshe mean? What do the words mean? The explanation. Literally. What's literally mean? What's Nukshe? Literally. What's the literal translation? What's the shorish of the word Nukshe?
Hearted.
Right. Kosher. Hard. It's hard Chomus. It's hard Chomus. That's what hard Chomus mean. So we'll see soon, and we already saw a long time ago, that it means it's incomplete Chomus. It's not fully fermented or leavened, as the case may be. And therefore, it's a status that we call in our language, Chometz Nukshe. Good. Rabosai, I did not spend time with you. If you want on your own, going through all the intricate details of what these things mean, we wouldn't know what they mean anyway. So we're going to go straight to the Gemara on that Mem Gimel and Manal. Zeh Klal, Kol Shemimin Dogon. Tanya Yeshua B'chimiyachas Shoshaninu Kol Shemimin Dogon. So it's very important to Gemara. Gemara saying that the Zeh HaKlal is not something really, it's not a new category, Rabbi Osai. It's just the general categories of the previous examples. So why bother giving examples? Well, it should be used to know what the names are. Should know what the names are. And this tells a story. He told Kutach, the word Kutach, well, he knows the word Kutach, stay away, Pirish. Okay, fine. Harela Bazar, Mantana the Chomets, Dogon Gomor de Tarovis, Vinuksha, Beine Belav. That's what Agamar says, right? There's a lav. And they give both categories, right? They give both categories. Rashi, Mantana, one hand, one hand in Rashi. Mantana is about the 10th narrow line. The Mastis is the Iste Chomets, Dogon Gomor, which is the Sarab and Minacher. Ve'eno be'en shenimoach. That's category number one. Inami. Chometz nukshe ra. What does ra mean, literally? Bad. It did a bad job of leavening. Ve'isa be'enei. Muzhorin al achilosu b'lav. Tekotanim ha'asis in kutach ha'bavli v'shech ha'amadi v'chometz dogon gomo. El shenisar v'dover acher. That's the first group. Right? Then tachshit e'noshin be'enei. Hu. Avo nukshu. Then a royal achila, that's the second group. The katani basarad overal and balav, both. Who said it? Om Rabbi Yudah, Om Rav, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds this way. What do you mean, Rabbi Meir holds this way? Isn't there another Tana found in our Mishnah? What's his name? Rabbi Lezer Omer, Avtachshita Noshim, Zeh Klal, etc. So why are you going to a different Tana? We have Rabbi Lezer over here, right? Okay. We'll see. Rameir, Tetanya, Siyor Yisori. You should know Siyor Yisori from a Mishnah, Memchas and Beis. We spoke about it a long time ago. What does Siyor mean? Rashi. Siyor. Shlon Ischame, it's called Tzarko. It didn't quite reach the level of full chimutz. You may recall our experiments with the oats and barley and rice and wheat. Those who remember the experiment. Pligi b'masnisin. It's already going back to the Mishnah before Brisa. Memchesim advates. Rameya kori sir eshech sifu ponov. Its face is whitened. V'zeh tchilas chimutzot. It's the beginning of the chimutz process. Rabbi Yehuda have a sir shehischel yisodek. Kvar sdokin dakin kekarne chagovin. There's some cracks as we saw in our experiment. Echel lekan v'echel lekan. Ava shech sifu ponov Rabbi Yehuda matzahi. It's still considered to be matzah. At that point, the time was going on Chulin. Rabbi Meir, Karnei Chagovim, Chometz Gomer. After the cracks have to actually intertwine. V'hocha hochi kama, Siyur Yisarif, the Osir Vahano. What does that mean? Siyur Rabbi Meir, which is Yichsif Uponav, Yisarif Rabbi Meir. That makes sense. Whoever, if you call it Siyur, if it's Yisarif. Siyur Rabbi Yehuda, Yisarif Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. V'seifa de katan, even also lefnei kalbo. Let's keep one hand in Rashi. Rashi going to Gemara. Hagufa kash says the Gemara. Amet sir yisarav amoser bano. Vada tana v'nosel lefnei kalbo. Amamutav bano. Hagi Gemara. Sir yisarav The Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, as Rashi just explained. For those with the Kabo, the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir's seer, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is, as we saw earlier, matzah. It's mamish matzah. The Gemara in Chul is relevant to bringing certain korbanos to the Beis Hamikdash. It's called matzah. Back to Rashi for a moment. V'seiv v'dekatoni noslef tekaba libud Rabbi Yehuda kamale v'asir Rabbi Meir koi. Fine. Back to the Gemara. V'ochlo b'arboim. Who said so? Ason Rabbi Meir. Rashi. V'ochlo b'arboim ason Rabbi Meir. Klamo Rabbi Meir ochol seir zesh Rabbi Yehuda matir b'hano. That seer, which he thinks is considered chametz nukshe, sofik as arboim. Alma Shamina Rabbi Meir, the Isle Chodah Mehani Tarti, the Masnissan, to come at Nuksha Beinei, Balav, to go and sear the Nukshu, Deno Royal Achilo. Whoa. What does that mean, Arash? Does that mean what we call any Royal Achilo, that it's inedible because it became somewhat spoiled? Don't get that impression. Rash is talking about that the Chomets is an incomplete Chimetz, it's Chomets Ra. That's a Poshtran, Rash. Hold the Hichmetz Tzas, Lo Gomer La Achmetz Isacheres. In other words, sor may also not be edible, but sor is exactly a cause of it's leavening. It can be mapped with other isos. Be called sourdough, but this is neither. It's not done that level either. The kama balav, the kol shkein chametz gama de taruvus. Whoa, Rashi says here. We'll see soon that chametz gama de taruvus is more chomer than chametz nuksha. The kasar Rabbi Yehuda de taruvus chomer binuksha. And we'll see soon. V'hai lav the nukshe nafla mikol machmetzes lo sochelu kol ribuyahu ke de le kamon. So it's an isa lav and an isa karas, yes.
Can we just repeat the Haran on the second Rashi on the definition of nukshe?
Yeah, why did Rashi say an expression, when Rashi is explaining why it's nukshe, he threw in an expression of ein aror l'achila. That's expression which usually applies like a part to chazer. It's ein aror l'achila, so then it may not be an isa gomer. Here we're saying, no, it never became chametz. Remember we had a pasha ipsha. So pasha ipsha, ein aror, all people in the rush, ein aror, the odom, ein aror, the kelev, things of this nature. That's how we usually use the terminology of ein aror. It was good and it became bad. Here the pasha is more than that. It never became chametz in the first place. That's how I'd like to read the Rashi. Okay? Fine. Incomplete chimutz. It never became named full chametz. Fine. Let's go a little bit further. Says the Gemara. Shamin le Rav Meir nukshe b'enei b'lav. V'kol shkein chametz dovan gomar et harobos. It's a kol shkein. Okay, fine. This is the first opinion. Okay? So Rav Meir said it when it came to what? Nukshe. How do we know Taruvus? It's a kava chomer. Taruvus is more chomer, according to this stage in the Gemara, than is Nukshe. We understand why. It started off as real chomets. Right. Rav Nachman, Omer Abelezer. Rav Nachman says, no, it's not Rav Meir. Not Rav is being Rav Meir, it's Rav Elezer. Either the same as our Mishnah, different than our Mishnah. 2 days in Tosis. Titania, al chomets dogen gomer onish korex. Okay. Al eruvo belav. The Rebbe Lezer. We call machmetzes kiddle lakama. Okay? We'll see soon. So Lezer's drosh. The chachamim omrim al chomets dogen gomer onish korex. So far the same as Rebbe Lezer. Al eruvo below klum. Taruvus chomets Rebbe Lezer says low. What does low klum mean? Nothing. There's not even a lav. Not saying maybe also with Rabbanim. Not even a lav. Not that there's no chorus. Not even a lav. Keep that in mind. Says the Gemara, the last two narrow lines. The Shamina le Rabbi Eliezer, the Amal Chometz Dogon Gomer De Tarovus for lav, for Kol Shkein Nukshe. Here he holds for Kert. He thinks that Nukshe is more chomer than Tarovus. Exactly the opposite of Rav. Who said in the opposite direction? Says him on the first wide line. Rav Nachman, by time alone, the Rav Yehuda. Why did Rav Nachman say pshat as did Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda Marav. המלוך דיל מעט כאן לא קומה רב מאה הוסם על הנוקשה בעיני אבל חומץ דוגם גומה לתרובס לא because he holds that חומץ דוגם לתרובס is more קל רב יהודה מי טעם לא אבל כרב נחמן המלוך עק כאן לא קומה רב לזה הוסם אלא חומץ דוגם לתרובס which thinks is more חומר אבל נוקשה בעיני לא because it's clear in the Gemara that they're fighting which one is more חומר than the other one fine it's a machlokes And Rashi puts it out. Rav Nachman Svirle, the Nukshe Ve'enei Chomem Mechomas Gomel Et Arubis. That's Rav Nachman's view. If you don't know Rav Sefakert. All right. We have no view ourselves. We just watch the Gedolim as they're arguing. Fine. Om Tanik Havasi the Rav Yehuda. What did Rav Yehuda say? What was Rav Yehuda Marav? What did Rav Yehuda say? It's Chazer again. What did he say? Rav Osa, what did he say? Rashi. The Yomar Chomet Gomer B'Tarovus Chomer, more Chomer than Nukshe. That's the first opinion. Okay, how do you see it? Kol Machmetzes Lo Socheilu L'Rabos Kut L'Chabavli V'Shecher Ramadim V'Chomet Adam V'Deisim Amitri. Those are the top four in the Tarovus case. Yochel Yonish Koretz Tamulom. I look over here. Ki Kol Ochel Chometz V'Nichrisa. Rabosai, the two psukim. Beis and Gimel, if you'll have my Gemara, if you read the two Pesukim completely. Beis. Kol machmetzes lo sochelu b'chol moshvo sechem tochlu matzot shmos yud beis chof. That's a straight lav, there's no chorus over there. What's the previous Pesuk tetzvav? Shiva yisema matzot tochelach b'yom yishtadish tochlu sechem ki kol ochel chometz v'nichrus onev ha'shim yisrael. This is chometz gomer, which has chorus. Only chometz gomer, don't have chorus. But I ruva belav. So the other positive on the Taruv is Chomets, which is belav. Rashi, when you chorus on Ksiv, Kol Machmetz, Ela Kol Ochel Chomets, Kusach V'Shecher V'Chomets V'Zeisim Kulon Chomets Gomet Amruvem Kutach Ikapatsa V'Hanach Plus Ikasare Their barley V'Kulu B'nei Achilu Shtiyaninu Avol Zuman V'Amelon V'Kolon D'Nukshehu U'Be'enei Ho v'lav ne'achila ninu, lo taninu. V'ayinu k'drav yudah d'amam modir ar arab alazim b'nukshah v'enei d'potter. They didn't bother saying there's no chorus. It's more obvious no chorus. It's more pot. It's more kal than taruvis. Fine. That's first thing. Now fakir. Man tano rabosai. Man shamas l'arada. D'amam l'ayruva o b'lav. Who's the one who said it? Rab alazim. V'lenukshah v'enei. Lo ka'oma shmamina nukshel Rabbi Lezer lesle. There you go. We're now working with an assumption nuksha is more kal, and we're working with the assumption for the moment that taruvus is belav and nuksha is nothing. Rabbi Lezer ruva belav minole dechsiv kol machmetzes lo sochel. Frek the gemara yochi kores namin nechayev. Dechsiv ki kol ochel machmetzes nichrusa. Whoa, another pasuk. This is Pasuk Yates. Shiva Siyamim Soleim Atzvi Vatechem Ki Kolocho Machmetes V'Nichus Anev Hashim Miyadai Sishom Agei Rebez Mechor. So, it sounds as if you eat Machmetes, then what? You're going to be Chayav Koretz. So it's a Stira Gluya, Lav and Koretz. And then, by the way, consecutive Pesukim. Here is Yates and there's Chof. Here it says Machmetes is Koretz. Next says Machmetes is Bolav. So what do you do with this? Humibolech in Tanya. Ein li yela shen is chametz meilov. Mach mas dovarach eminayin. Who says that you would be chayv in that kind of a case, where you introduce a foreign element in order to make the dough rise? Yeah. Tamaloma kol machmetes v'nichrusa. And this chorus, even though the leavening was caused by an outside agent. Okay? Fine. Yochi, the lav nami lehachu diyosa. Why you say that the lav goes on the schametz machmas dover acher, and you won't know tarovis, right? And you won't know Rashi. Yochi, the next to the last line. Yochi, the haiga gabi lav nami emad lazuri as the schametz dover acher. Also, vashor the tarovis minole. How do you know tarovis? And the time of the Rabbi Lezen, be kol. Right from the word kol. See, the word kol is found, right? Kol. Kol is a reboot to tell you Tarobis. Frag the Gemara, Hasam Nami Haksiv Kol. Rashi. Hasam Nami Gabe Karas Haksiv Kol Ochamach Meses Venechusa. So what do you do with that? What do you do with that? No, that's a different story. That's the Rabbis of Hanoshim. We spoke about that a long time ago. Ad Kanda Sugas HaGemar. What emerges, Rabbi Osai? Is a drush of Kol or Machmetzes, which Rabbi Leza holds from, Rabbanan do not hold from, right? The Gemara says, Klar? Rabbanan deny Kol Machmetzes, Rabbi Leza holds from Kol Machmetzes. So Kuanta Rabbanan, either it's double or nothing. Either Yechayev Karis or below Klum. Everyone with me so far? Have we summarized the Gemara properly? Fine. There's also a dispute, what's Mochamer, Tarovis or Nukshin. Good. Right to the Mahama Karis. We're skipping now to Mem Dalid Omer Alf. Just trying to get through some of the highlights in the sugars. Can't learn the whole sugar here. Skipping a lot of things which are not directly on target to us. The Gemara does say, I don't want to, you see the whole sugar, Hetem and Sarf, the Yisr, etc. But the Gemara calls a puzzle called Mishras, which is found by Nazir. We'll come back to that a little bit later. So over here on Daf Mem Dalid Omer Alf on line 5, Omer Le'avayel Rav Dimi, V'chol Yisruin Shebet Torah and Hetem and Sarf, the Yisr. Is it true that you don't apply the principle of heter mitzarif liyisr, that even a heter with an isr should also count towards the kazayas of isr to get malchus? V'atna, that we do say it. What do we say it? Hamikpeh shel truma, v'ashum v'ashemen shel chulin, v'nogat tzliyom b'miktosan, posel es kulin. Rashi. Hamikpeh tav shel kofi v'av shel truma kagon daisa, cereal. V'ashum, the garlic, v'ashemen, the oil, and the sunimbo, the tablet for spice, hoyo shel chulin, and a tvuyam whose tummy touched part of it, posel as kol akadera, the mikpeh ikar, utvuyam posel as hatruma. Right, the majority is the cereal, which is tvuyam, means he went to the mikveh, but it didn't have harav shemesh yet. That's called tvuyam. Fine. Hamikpah shel chulin v'ashum v'ashemen shel truma v'nogat tzuyam v'miktosan lo posel mokom ba'gol bulvat. Rashi. Mokom ba'gol affecting my fakir. Mokom ba'gol amai psula ha'batilu tavlin berov. So you touch the tavlin, you touch either the spices, the garlic, or the oil, it's batil berov. Amar Rabba Barchanan matam ho v'zolok alein b'kazayis. Rashi, the muah medaraisu v'zalokol bekazayis shem the yesh shem truma alo hilchol gabe tuma nami shem truma alo miolo chamira ketruma atzma li pasul es kula my time is alokol bekazayis mishem zoros halo achal kazayis truma lav mishem dehetem itzaraf liyis. Oh, you only a little bit, tiny bit. How much? Rabbi said, tell the truth. How much garlic can you put into it? Ah, I gotta walk out in the street. Shem berecha noidif, right? Have a tiny little bit of garlic, so therefore, so obviously, it counted the cereal, which is not truma, to the truma. Mar says, "La mishum hetem mitzaraf liyisr." Lo, my kazayis dika kazayis bichdei achilas pras. Rashi, umishani my lokan bekazayis tama kazayis achilas pras shemachol pras bimenu shir abo beitz nish bekazayis truma vekaimel on the kol shir achilas kisa ben kazayis ben chela v'dam ben kol sevus ben kippur mitzaraf. Achilas Hashir b'chadei Shia Zu, Shemochal Kachar al Chelev, V'chazav Yochal Kachar al Shehishtim Kachazayis Im Einam Mitzchilas Achilas Atzof Yosem Yishias Shechelas Pras, B'achilas Benanis Mitztarev, Havei Kamo Shochal B'vas Achas V'chayev, V'chanami Yishkan Truma Kadei Lestarev Kachazayis B'achilas Pras Mimenu. So far, Bosai, so good. Everyone so far? Here comes the most important line of all. V'chazayis b'chadei Achilas Pras D'oraisahi. Apparently we didn't know. Who's speaking to him? Abaye. Right? Abaye didn't know. Rashi. Bitmiya. Hod amra abonin kazayis mitzitar kashir shiyas achilas pras mihavi me d'oraisa. Halacha l'moshe misina kashar shiurim duka amit loka. Yeah, is that really true? Is that really true? Really, really true? Amalein? Yeah, it's true. The question becomes, what do you mean? Abaye never... Rabbi say, in this room, we have major gedolim over here, but no one can come close to the ankles of Abaye, like to his pinky of his small toe, and then to the white part of the of that toenail. We're zeros compared to Abaye. But how many people over here heard of Kazai Shadechilis Pras? Raise your hand if you heard of it. What do you mean? You heard of it and Abaye never heard of it? God, joking around. The whole dinner in Yom Kippur, Kazai Pras, everyone knows this. It's in Yuma, it's in Croesus, it's all over the place. How can Abaye never heard of it? Yes?
Isn't there a
Machlokas
where there is
no Machlokas? Okay, there's not a Machlokas Mishina. It is, it's more Brachas. Call out Pulse Exile, the Shirum Nemra.
Isn't there another? Doesn't someone else learn it different? Like, one person learns out that each part of that pasuk is
the shiurim,
and then one says not like that.
Could be. It's more brachas. But Ava Pika, every guy in this room knows it. How can a buyer not know it? I'm asking the question for a reason. I'm not the first to ask that question. Others ask the question. You saw all the Ma'amar comments. I'm sure you couldn't. You'll see someone else asked the question before me. I'm asking retardedly now for the moment. Back to the Gemara and Rashi. Ihochi amai pligi rabbanan aleder abalezer b'kuta rabavli. V'azik kazar z'echilas pras. So why do rabbanan argue on rabbalezer when it comes to kuta rabavli? Rashi. Nei namid lo darshi kol rabbi seruvo. Ha'ochil mia meha'isu kazar z'echilas pras. You ate the whole pras. In the shear of Achilas Pras, you had a kazayas of Yisur. Elamai, should the head to mitzvah for the Yisur? How are you better than me? You are saying psha, head to mitzvah for the Yisur. Vayter, sof am I pligi rabbon and lady rabbeza b'kuta chabavli. Right, Rashi. Elamai svilach the high local the rabba. Should head to mitzvah for the Yisur the chad kazayas to come a lucky. So if I plead Rabbanu Lei Yitzdarav Het L'Yisav L'Chayim, if you hold it true, Ella Hanach L'Kuta Chabavli the less Be Kazayis B'Chdei Achilas Pras. That's all. Rashi, first wide line. Now L'Kuta Chabavli Lo Ochel Kazayis Min Achomes Kashir Shiyas Achilas Pras the Kutach Eino Osi Lechol El L'Tabel. It's a dip. It's not meant to be eaten straight. If you misrami V'Ochel Ein Mamish, you ate the whole thing up. The Hash Tika Kazayis. Memal it starv kashir achilas pras mimeno. Yeah, says the Gemara. Ibeini to kastara fikachale, but lo daite to kolod and Rashi. For lav achila lechuyuvi olas like a shloka derech achila. So you would not be chayiv, says Rashi. Okay, vi mishta kashata vi achale. If you just dipped in it, kazais less than kazais achilas pras Rashi. Fine. So far, Abosai. So good. The Shecher Amodi, Nami Afal Gav, the Shos of the Bain, and Miu Ain Loch Shos of Bays Begimel Curses, Shoyafsik Vishab in time. Hilkach Bechdei Shias Achilas Pras. Lo shosik azayis men achomets levad men amayim ushar terovas shesam shecher ikorim men atamarim al mitainim elas shebimodim arvim oim esorim ktas. Fine, pras hu chatzi kikar shivavu tchumim shumazin shtei sudas vechetz levayis amenuga letam bebegodav yishuva kadeh chiloso shenos na torah shir shiyosu kadeh suda kadeh ksiv ochel bebayis achavis as begodav halocha la moshe misinai the chatzi kikar shal shmona beitzim hu suda. The Rashi means four beitzim, some say means three beitzim. The Machlokas Amarim and Tanarim and Erevin, we're not going there now. Rabbi, so we just finished the Gemara with one small little blip left. And we start at the very bottom, Rabbosai, of Mem Dalet Omud Aleph, Vahai Mishras. Last two lines. Lahachi Yudiyasa. What's Mishras? Mishras, Rabbosai, was found over here on the Mem Gilin base in the bottom. Bechom Mishras Anovim, Lo. Yishter Rabosai, important din. What thought it meant to tell you what? That Hetem Mitzdarev Liyisim. Is that really true? V'haimi Bola L'chadetanya. Mishras, turn the page, please. Here's the famous expression we're going to discuss the whole day today and next week. Litein Tam Ki'ikor. Oh, we spoke about this a long time ago, Rabosai. This is a little chazara for us. Rashi, Litein Tam Ki'ikor. Lasos Tamash L'Yisru Ki'ikor Mamosha. As the Gemara explains, Shimshara Anov Mimayim, he let the grapes submerge in the water. V'yesh Pem Tam Yayin, and now the water tastes like wine. chayav. Mikana tadana kol haTorah kula. This is the source of kol haTorah kula. Of what? Of tam ki garashi. Chayav bekazayas mehen. What does mehen mean? What does mehen, Rabosai? What does mehen? Sounds like this means the water. Vaha la mishum hetem et star of the Yisru. And the mishum de is avale kule Yisru. All the water became also, it tastes like wine. I will hetem et star of the Yisru lo yafina mine. Cholot arakula, sheitama, vachal Yisru and kumamosho. Ad kan the sugi, Rabosai. Any questions? We just read through the Gemara quickly. We're now ready to analyze. We had to read the, we read through all the, I think, the relevant Gemaras. We skipped the, which are not really directly related to us. Any questions? Okay. Now I'll continue the Ma'amar Makomos. We'll take a look in the Rosh. The Rosh of Osai is going straight down the Ma'amar Makomos. Simen Aleph. Simen Aleph and the third paragraph of Osai in the Rosh. As you can see, the Rosh has a lot to say in Simen Aleph. We have to go slowly, 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 slowly. He starts off by quoting the Machlokas, quotes Rashi, then he quotes the Riva, Gam Riva, Dikta came Miloshin, the Elu over in the Mashma over in Ha Olam, he tells it explicitly, Midalo Tana Ovrim Alehen. Right? What does that mean? The Carbon of the Saddle explains. The Riva also holds the over by Yira, claims the Carbon of the Saddle. Like Rashi, the over Lamba by Yira. But it's different than Rashi. It doesn't refer to the person, as Rashi said. Rashi, El Ovim is a person. And the Rav says, no, the Chometz. But the Chometz has to be removed from the entire world. Why? Because, precisely because there is a Baal Yerah or, and Baal Yemotz. Fine. As opposed to Rashi. Rashi is, look at the Chometz, the sound of Aleph. Koy al ha'odam. According to Rashi, El Om is the person is over, and according to the Riva, the Chometz are over. Over what? Bayra. What are Ben Atam say? No. The Chometz are over means what? Over, Mila Shulchan, and no more than that. Good. According to Ben Atam is a $64,000 question. May you keep the Chometz around on Pesach? That's the question. Let's take a look. And if you have my edition, at the top line of column 2 on page Chav Beis in the Rosh. If you have a different edition, it's after the Vav of the Korban Asano. Ke'ein Pirish Riva. When you have been a Thomas, Ke'ein Pirish Riva, the Korban Asano explains, Lefirish have been a Tom, Nami Koy ala Ochlin, Velo ala Adam. There's a major difference. According to Riva, the Ochlin get disappeared from the world, according to the Rabbein Tam, only from your table. Fine. Now let's see together. Those who remember we just spoke about this in the Beis Amud Aleph. Beis Amud Aleph. He tells it in the Kovanas. Look at the first Tosfos to the Masechta. Okay, we'll try to grab a quick look at it later. We've been there already before. What is the Rosh say over here? The Mashat Torah Levaris, the Chometz Min Abayis, for those Sagalei Bebitul Mishum, the Chometz Lo Bedili in Sheminei. Therefore, also lashes by bias, climbing the masnisin after the pirush of ben atam shen over lemon by yirah. Why? The chashinin dilma also lemechel minay. If the reason for bedikas chametz, getting the chametz, you're afraid you may eat it. Here also, you may eat it. If you eat it, it's a prohibition. True, Rabbi said, there's no by yirah. So what? You have to get rid of it anyway. You may eat it. Fine. Avol leidach tama the parshinin and tabeis. Shub dehechmira Torah of Lavar of a Bayra by Yemotze. Hecha de lo bitlo. Hechmira chachamim livdo. Gotzman abayis ava pisha bitlo. Yeah. That's the other day in Tosin Abayis. If that's the case, an interesting word coming up. Hoya mutu lahashos kolelu babayis. Kevan dein over alem abayra. Pisha benetan. What does hoya mean? What's hoya? So the Korban Asana says, take it out. Kind of hoya. Hoya. He says, the teva sahoya to sofer. What kind of hoya? Hoya is after. Would have been, could have been, should have been. It's still a mistake. Why? The rabbi said, tam, a korch of sphila, ki idach tamo, shim dechmira, torah of the balyera. Why? Dilo teva achi, havle the forish, Ve'elu ovrim min ha'olam, because you may come to eat it. You may come to eat it. Uvetos is shamed aveiz who b'shem Rashba, Rashbi shatz. I feel the pirshav and the time the chmira also lashes. Why? The low plug rabbanon. Even if the reason is because of chumah b'ayira, they made no distinction. Even though this particular chumah has no b'ayira, because it's either it's what, it's tarufis, it's nuksha, whatever it may be, you still have to get rid of it. Why? How do you know? How do you know? Midatani seer yisarev. So what does seer about say? Chomet what? Help.
Nukshe.
And still yisarev. It's enough in the Mishnah. You have to burn it. Why must you burn a quandary? Rabbi Natam is no bayo by yamatze. We're going to tell me that Rabbi Natam holds the other opinion of Shema Yavol Yochlo. But what about the other day in Tosis? Teretz, if you hold the other day in Tosis, namely, the Chichmi Revayero, you have to say it's a low plug, and they ask that even though in this particular case, there is no Vayero, you're stuck off in the Mishnah. So says the Rush over here. We'll see soon if everyone agrees with this, but so far the Rush proves Mefurish from an off in a Mishnah. Fine.
Good.
Yeah. Possible. Fine. Now, Rabosa, let's go further. We have to understand. We skipped a little bit in the rush. We had more than Tosfos had. Let's read on the sixth line between the Aleph and the between the Beis and the Gimel. If he quotes Rashi, why? To the Katani b'Seifa, Hare Elu b'Azhara, Veinem Mishum Kares. Those are the last, right, seven words of the Mishnah. Mashma, to the Ferushi Elu over the Reisha Osi. Those last seven words, Hare Elu b'Azhara, Veinem Mishum Kares, are explained the words Elu Ovin. V'i b'Ayro b'Yimati Ka'amar, Sricha l'Meimer d'Leka Kares. If the whole Mishnah is only discussing by Rabbi Yamatzeh, you have to tell us there's no chorus. Of course, no chorus by Rabbi Yamatzeh. And Masi Rabbi Natam is right. El over min ashulchan. You can't eat it. The other might have thought there's chorus. Kamash malam. That there's no chorus. That's his raya. Rashi will say no. The Reish is by Yiro and the same as Achila. That's not the Rashi. It wouldn't be a totally fatal question against Rashi. Fine. Again, just to summarize, according to Rashi, it's by Rabbi Yamotze, and according to Rabbi Natan, there is not. According to Rivo, it's not completely clear whether there is or is not. Fine. Again, read again in the last two lines of the first column. Mechias Rabbi Nami Kro Machmetes, Dafkal Alav is Rabbi, Velo Lekoritz. So there's a lav and there's no koritz. V'im kain lebal yirah bal yimotzeh d'leka kro milolon d'mechayim. Kash against Rashi. Where does it come from? So the korban nesan al dal answers this a little bit. Okay, a little bit. It says what's going to Rashi say? The vada lechol mili yisrabi adalinyan kores miyud akosim v'nichsev kolochol chometz v'nichrusa in this rabba filo nischansa machdav aracher. Mikolocha machmetz v'nichrusa chomes miatzmo lomeli elakocha lemay tarovis chomes mikores v'chein diki amor v'aran ayin shah. What's that saying, Rabosa? The ribui of the pasuk tells you that it is chomets and the male it is valyra, even though there's no chorus. So it appears. This is how Rashi is going to have to answer. We've so far equated completely Nukshe and Tarubis. Double or nothing. According to Rashi, they both have the Balyaro. According to Rabbi Natan, neither have Balyaro. Is there room for a compromise view, Rabbi Osai? A third view? Turn to the Ran, Rabbi Osai, please. Turn to the Ran. I'm sorry, I don't have the right page. I didn't have it at home. It's Yud Gimel and Aleph in the old pages. I'm sure those who looked it up here can find it quickly at the very beginning of the parak. Here's page Lamed Vav. in our print. Okay. Okay, there's a lav. Tana, a hold is a lav. But the hold of Tana is a lav when it comes to Tyroves, when it comes to Lukshe. I'm now reading the Ran and Mark on our print, Lamed Vav, column 1, the first wide line on the right side. We saw it. Shemachi Kartana, Re'el Basara. Biwanalo Kaimel Anochi. Elikarabana, the Pligan, the Rabbi Eliezer. Ramiel Chomes, Dagan, Gavan, Shkar, Sayroba, below Klum. He's a big Barbara Samach. But don't we have a general rule? Yochid Barabim, finish the sentence. No? Halacha Karabim. So pass it against Rabbi Eliezer. The Kolshkein, the Kaimel Benuk Shabaynei, below Klum. The Chumucha Begemara, the Nuk Shabaynei, Kal Tvemi Chomes, on Eterubis. Really, 2 days. That seems to be the prevailing view. Umiu, Kol Chomes, Dagan, Gavan, Eterubis, Shon is battle. Ika isura de oraisa de chatzi shir min haTorah. So if you eat a certain amount of chametz dogon through taroves, and it was not in his, what do we mean loan is battle? Wasn't this battle with what? How can I mean it's battle? Battle on what? Anybody? How did this battle? What ratio? Anybody? We spent so much time with that flamet. No one remembers what the ratio is? Well, let's assume Mishenim, you know. Give me numbers. Only one number out there.
Shishim,
presumably. Okay? Iki Yisroel Daraisa, the Chatzis Yosem and Torah. In other words, he's saying a Chiddush. We'll get to that later with the Chuna. Chatzis Yosem and Torah. Take a piece of Chaz and have a Chatzis Shir. Here, the Chaz got mixed into a whole pack of potatoes. It's still, we'll get all, you know, pureed in there. Afal Pikeim would be Yosem and Torah. Chatzis Yosem and Torah. That's a Chiddush of the Ram. We'll see soon from the Greeks. Avon nukshe beinei came in the lesbu lab lo mitzvah midoraisa klal to make a tasty. Avon bedrabbonim miyosu. He's saying that tarovas is doraisa without malchus and nukshe is the rabbonon rabosai. That's exactly to explain very well why he keeps saying that nukshe is more kal than tarovas. So you better believe it. One's doraisa, one's the rabbonon. The chitemos of the ran hechid achinin stomen demasnisim mishum machlokas the rabbonon. The east of the Braisa, hey, don't we have a klal stam mishnah? Stam mishnah, what does it say? Zah klal or bosai? Kol shim bin dogon, hareza over be pesach, hareza over be pesach, hareza leba hazhara. Emishim karis, enough of the mishnah, Rabbi Lezer. Why is she passing against the mishnah? Good question. Says the Ran. No. Ishloma hai stama lav stama de samchehu. Why? The sauce matana of stomach wina bepirkin. Sir ye sorry for ochlo potter. Ama the nuksha be nebulo klum. The seer nukshu, kidmucha bigamar mem gimel. Vai stoma adif tve, the basru, vachodam asech the ish seder. So we follow the second stam, that there's no malchus over the first stam, that there is malchus. Vichitema ne, the itchi hai stoma mi nukshe. Lo itchi mi chambas dog and gomade tarovas to chambas tve. That's a good cash. Rabosai, true, there's the two stams which contradict each other with respect to Nukshe, but Taruvus Chomet is only ours. There is no later stam. Says around lesser. The Bigamara Muchach, the Rabbi Yochanan, Sfile, the Chomet, Dogon Gomer, the Taruvus, below Klum. Afal Gav, the EU, Gufay Omad, Afmem Vav, and Shabbos. Halach Kistam Mishnah. Alma Sfile, the Legamre Itchia. Once, how should I say, Stam Mishnah Shebotla Mitzasa Botla Kula. The Stam aspect of Nukshe is Botla because the later Mishnah says it was also Botla. Fine. Amas Ligami Itcha Hilka Chavina the Klon of the Yochad Rabbim Aloha Karabim. Zeo Das Rabbah Fasizal. Sheposik Vesamach Karabonim. Velok is Stam Mishnah Vikin Dvorim Nami Rambanzal. Pesefer Amachamas Alder Shekosaf. Aval Arazal Levi Zal Posak Kista Mishnah Seinu the Nukshe Beinei V'Chamazan the Deruvis Harein Be'az Hara Psha. What do you do with the Mishnah Memches? We'll have to see. So far, we're getting some grounding. Good. Elu Ovrin Pirish Rashi Zal. Right. Elu Ovrin Pirish Rashi Zal B'Bali Ro B'Yamot Tikshu B'Tosvis. Tafila the Isra Achila in Strich Bani Rubuya Kadisa Bigamara by Obay Matsi Minolan. Ubish Lamahanak Lavi Chomets Dovin Gob or the Tarovas Ekala Maymar. The cave and Shlon is battle, Mimela Islam, the Maymar Behu, Shir, Overlam Baro by Matsi, the Krollo Istrich Bigamara, Lukos Lam, because as she had the Venistar of the Isra. So he's saying a Kiddush Rabosai. That when it comes to Tarovas, we can understand very well that there is Bayra. After all, you have mixed in there kazayas of chametz. Aval hani davi nukshe beined lo havi mitzvah klal ilav ribuya the bayira by matzim inalach the above machmetzis. He made a split, Rabosai, a split. He's trying to make a drava wedge. The tarubas yes and nukshe no. So l'fichach nirei Rabosai the elu oven elu mizbar and kamar af gav the midorais alo koi. Alayah b'bayro b'yimotzei midrabbanon miyot zrichin bir v'lo miboyel etan adem asnisin tzviolei d'harayel kulun b'ashara l'afilu l'man d'yom anukshe b'enei b'lo klum kevan d'isura d'rabbanon miyot ika to eat it tzorech bir v'raya b'dava v'nidna l'kaman d'sorech b'em ches siri yisora b'och l'potam v'siri hain anukshe b'enei k'disa b'gemod af mem gil. Alma filu man di yama potter beer miha boy di lavach yama yisayif yasho so and after Pesach via mutter filu Rabbi Yehuda who all the chametz of Pesach is awesome tlos Rabbi Yehuda chametz of Pesach ele b'chametz gomer tika tlos a kroy kum a kmina lo tokz manam fez man agas manam aber benuk shafil Rabbi Yehuda bode so why leave it over ele vaday kida mora the lo pligi rabbonan b'chametz ele tzvichu levar akol. Afilu nukshe, dilma osi lemechel minem. Umiyu mistavra. The kema de biyur mid rabbona biyamahu. Im hisho so velo biro lachar pesach mutabano. So the rabbi has a pshara. He says you're supposed to get rid of it mid rabbona. The achar pesach, if you didn't get rid of it, it is mutu. Because the knas of Rav Shimon, if you recall, from Nakan of Lamin, Choftes, his own of a son was in violation of bayro bayimotei. Adkan Rabosai the Rav. Interestingly, he suggests, though, that it can be Bayro when it comes to Tarovis, but now with respect to Nuksha. Fine. No, big question, Rabosai. A big question. How did the Rosh go against enough in the mission? Nemches. The Rosh said according to one opinion, you can keep chametz nuksha around to get the mefurisha mishnah. Sir yisarev v'ochlo potter. It's nuksha and afikin yisarev. Who can answer this question? Yes.
That's going according to the opinion that's already from its gemara.
The mishnah. No. Pashpia is not true. I don't think it's true. Forgive me. There's something about medical emergency though. Rabbi Reese said I'm allowed to have a cell phone. It's not him. So I'm not answering. So the So the Mogan Avraham and the Mar Makomus gives an answer. I'm sure you didn't get there yet. He says, you know why Syria is sorry? Because if you won't burn it, guess what's going to become? It's going to become Chametz Gam. Or what is Seir? It's the beginning of the Chametz process. We saw it in our experiment, right? We saw it first a few little cracks, and then a lot of cracks. So you better burn it now. If you don't burn it now, before you turn around, what's going to happen to it? It'll become Chametz Gomer. That's a fascinating question. Can you do it on Yontif? Yontif is not a burn Chametz. Let's look back on the first parak, called full of Kli. We're not going there right now. If you want to look it up, take a look in the Machzah Shekel, Dibur Maschil Lachain. It's in bold print in our edition of the Shulchan Aruch. You'll see he talked about that issue. Fine. Nara Bosai, we have to understand what it's all about. We seem to be passing like a rabbanon against Rabbi Elazar. Okay, that's fine. Everything is great until we get to the Rambam. Today she is supposed to be at the Rambam. We only have 20 minutes left, so we'll try to make a haskalah on the Rambam. The Rambam is world famous. Rambam is making us problems over here, endless problems in the Rambam. Rambam is one of those classical Rambams that everyone scratches their head over. Both sides, since you don't have all the Rambams in the world, but the Rambams in the back you do have, take a look first in the Chos Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. That everybody should have in the back. I have a real one. I'll look with you. Imo Anochi Betzara. But I have the real Rambam in front of me, which we'll look at in a minute. Perek Aleph Nechus Chametz Matza Halacha Vav. It's found on page Hey in the Ein Mishpat Amal. Everyone have? You know, Rambam today. Ein Chayavin Kores Ela Al Achilas Atzmo Shel Chametz Avol Eruv Chametz Gon Kuta Chababli V'Shecher Amodi V'Chol Adom Olehem Midvarim Shachametz Mu'ura Behem Im Acholon B'Pesach Loke. Whoa. Malchus. Wait a minute. Who does the Rambam usually pass like? Almost 99%. Who? The Riff. Who the Riff pass like? We saw a quote. Who the Riff pass like? No one saw? You know what? Take one hand out of the Nishpat Amale. Go back to the Riff itself. We saw the Riff quoted in the Rosh, in the Ran. Let's see the Riff itself. The Chvod of Atzma. The words of the Riff. You know, we so rarely read Riffs because we always see them quoted in the Rosh or in the Ran. But the Riff wrote his own say. Once in a while, I should see what he says, his words. Every word of the Riff is gold. What did the Riff say? The Riff goes through the Sugya. It says as follows. This is in our print. You'll find it on page Lamed Zayin. Rabosai. Lamed Zayin. What did the Riff say? Quotes the Gemara. It says, "Af al gav the Omer Rabbanon alei ruah below klum." Obviously, he's passing the Rabbanon against Rabbi Lezer. Milku de la lucky, abel isura ika. That's statement number one. Statement number two: "Vichiami Rabbanon namid la lucky." He's saying he's passing Rabbanon. Hani mili hecha the leka kazayis b'dechilas pras kon kuta rabali v'chayotzi ba. I will hey chadikas as vechilas pras. I feel the rabbanon lucky. Everyone read it? You read it twice. What did the Riff say? He said the same thing really two times. He said number one, if it's less than vechilas pras, we pass the rabbanon below klum, no malchus. If it has vechilas pras, we pass like even rabbanon agree, you get malchus. Is it clear? Sorry.
What's the have to say you would get malchus if there's no vechilas pras?
Oh, good question. What's the Hava mean to get Malchus? Rabbi Lez says you do? Either because of Hetem et Tarafli Yisur or because of Tom Kiker. We'll get to these phrases as we go. Okay? We'll see some. The words Hetem et Tarafli Yisur mean many, many things. Just to pick a mashu out of a hat, I just caught my eye the second. Look at the Milchemes Hashem, which I did not put on the Ma'am HaKomis, this is too long. But look here, catch a glimpse. Behevi Odeya. It's on column 2, right over here, page Lamed Zayin. Shapirish hetem et star of the Yisra, Alpha Dir Rabbi Lezer, Eino Bisha Ein Bo Tama Yisra. Don't think that hetem et star of the Yisra over here means what it means elsewhere, where the two things adjacent to each other. That's what it meant elsewhere. We had a case of a piece of garlic and a piece of dicer, and they're just near each other. Same thing applies to the case of Nazir. Not here. Here it means whether one gives taste into the other. That would be called heter mitzaref liyisur, that you can get even malchus. The heter counts towards this year of kazayis. You say, how's it possible? What's the havamina? Not havamina. Rabbi Lezer holds that way. In real life, we'll see soon, we may even agree in certain cases. Be patient. So this is the Riff. Back to the Rambam. Hey, Aleph Alok Avav. What does he say to Rambam? He says, you get malchus. Vainbo chorus. Shenema komach metzlo so chel. Bamed varam amurim rabosai. Bisha ochel kazayas chomis besoch atarovis. Bichteachilas sholosh beitzim. Not like Rashi 4, but 3. Hu shaloke min hatoro. So it's an interesting Rambam. He took the examples of the Gemara of what? Of Kutach and Shecher, etc. In the Gemara's case, there was no kazayas bechilas pras. The Rambam moved it over to a case where there is a kazayis v'chilas pras, and says in that case you're loka, as the Riff said. Av lemein b'tarovas kazayis v'chilas pras sholosh beitzim af al pi she'os lo lechol emoch in a loka elamachas malas. It's exactly the same as the Rebbe the Riff, word for word, except he has the case of kutach habavli and shechar amadi where there is a kazayis v'chilas pras Whereas in the Gemara and the Rif and Sanhedrin, they did not have. Okay, two different kinds of beer. Two different kinds of, what's kutach? Pudding? What did I say? How do they translate it?
Dip.
Beer. But I'm going to have to find out for you how you make beer. Not that I want to make beer, so I don't drink beer. I have to know how to make beer, how to make whiskey. It's going to be halacha l'maaseh for Sunday shiur. So I'd like you to print me out between now and then with Wikipedia or something. How do they make beer and how to make whiskey? I have to know. There's a whole tumul and achroinim. How do you make it? That's made today.
I think I just heard recently. I heard a shiur from Rav Fishbein over Mesa in the CRC.
CRC. He's a main man.
He was saying that the way they make alcohol, first they actually make beer. They have like the wheat and stuff in a whole tub of water, and then they add the hops. The malt.
Whatever it is, I want it in print. I want to be able to see how they make all these things in print by Sunday, so we can be able to analyze together the real facts. I know what the poskim say, but I don't know what they're making it today. It could be changed since the time of the Elder Zeta Pnei Yeshua. There's a famous Kuntres Achon and Kiddushin by my Elder Zeta Pnei Yeshua under the first parak. We wanted to say that the reason why the people were relying on drinking beer, even though it came from the new grain, into Chodesh, because beer is Zeya Ba'alma. If you look, finish the Maramakomas, the Torah Chavdal, you'll see the word Zeya Ba'alma is found on that sugya. We have to discuss what that means and how it applies to our beer and our schnapps. Again, I don't think you drink any of this thing all year long. I'm making a disclaimer from the beginning before we even start. In my opinion, beer and schnapps are also all year long. Not because Chavdal of a Pets, which may be also true. But you shouldn't be drinking this stuff. But, you know, for those who are unfortunately drinking, you have to know what halachic status it has. All right, Rabbi said, so everyone shouldn't miss Sunday. Talk about beer and schnapps. No. At least we'll be able to with talking. The Shama Purim is for saying. We shouldn't drink it. We should just talk about it. Okay, everybody say. Okay. So this is the Rambam. Yes.
Alcohol today is often distilled, which adds another.
Okay, you'll tell me on Sunday. I don't want to know about it now. Sunday, you'll tell me what's going on. Okay, fine. Fine. Shaila, Rabbi said, this Isser in Rambam, Mak is also Mak Asmarus. Is it the Rabban or is it the Doraisa? How do you know?
Mak Asmarus?
No. Mak Asmarus could mean that there's no Isser Doraisa, and it's Mak Asmarus. Or no, there could be an Isser Doraisa Shein Lokan Olof, plus an Isser Rabban. How do you say it so quickly, so surely, that there's no? Didn't somebody say Fakaret a minute ago? Who said Fakaret against? Who said against you a minute ago? 1 minute ago. The Ran. Everyone thought the Ran was great. The Ran is great. The Ran says over here, let's read together. Read the Ran together with me. See what he says. You have a case of less than a kazayis for the achilas pras. So the Ran says that in this kind of a situation, true, there's no malchus. Absolutely true. But nonetheless, what did he say? No one remembers what he said? Chatzi shir, no, finish the sentence. Chatzi shir, osim en haTorah. Didn't we see it in Iran? Maybe I'm imagining things. Rabbi said, is it in Iran? It's in the Rosh. Who said chatzi shir, osim en haTorah? On the bottom.
It says Yuma Ayin Dalet.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
There it is. Okay. Miyu kol chometz don gomet et terubis shlon is batel ika isura doraisa de chatzi shir osur men haTorah. As long as it's not batel b'shishim, it's going to be chatzi shir osur min haTorah. Presumably is referring to a case where there's no kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. Because kazayis b'achilas pras, the Rif said, you get malchus. So Chabafurisha ran against you, my friend. So you took guts to you to say it's the Rabban. You can't prove from the Rambam over here. All the Rambam said is that there's Makos and Makos Maris. That doesn't mean necessarily Rabbi Osai, that there's no Issa Doraisa. Chati Shosim in the Torah, there's no Malchus. So here we have that, plus it's also mixed in with other stuff. So it could be Makos Maris, could be Issa Doraisa because of Chati Shosim in the Torah. It's only a possibility, Rabbi Osai. Take a look at Bosai in Hilchos Nezirus, Perikei Halachadalanef. We're very fortunate that the Ein Mishpat Amalei has Hilchos Nezirus over here. we're unfortunate that he left out Hilchos Macholas Asuris. So everyone should either, bring it next time or have it, let me put it on the screen next time. But Hilchos Nazirus, you're lucky, he does say. Let's read it together. Hilchos Nazirus, Rabosai, Perek Hei, Dalet Hei, on page Yud, and Mishpat Hamol. Everyone look inside. Dover Hamutter Eino Mitzarev the Dover Haosur Benozim. But we don't pass at the Mitzarev Lias. Keta. Yayin Shinis Arev Bidvash. Afalpi Shetam Akol Tam Yayin. Vishosom in Atarovis. Vichena Tzimukin Shedorsin Magrogus. Vitam Akol Tam Tzimukin. Vyochim in Atarovis. Eino Loke. Achie Midover Haosur Bitarovis. Kezias Bechilas Shalosh Beitim. V'yachol k'shalosh beitzim k'sharo yisurin ha'shavim b'chol adam k'mo shev'yan rech l'chol asasuris. What is he saying over here? You have to have an entirety of what? Of a kazayis in order to be in violation of this isur, in which case you would presumably get malchus if you had a kazayis of wine, of grapes. The fact that it's mixed in with water, the water doesn't count. The figs don't count. Halacha hey. V'chenim shara pito b'yayin. V'hoyser revius yayin. B'chdei achila, b'chdei pras v'na pas. V'yochel k'dei pras. Shenimtza sh'ochel revius yayin. Hareze loke. You actually get what? You get malchus. You get malchus. We have again the same thing, Rabosai. You don't have the mitzvah for Yisur, but if it's a kazayis bechdei achilas pras, and you have the entire pras, then you are loke. It's a pasuk. V'chol mishra sanovim. Fine. Everyone with me so far? So far, Abosai, so good. The simple pshat, Abosai, is that there's no kazayis v'achilas pras, it's also with the Rabbonim, and quote the Rama, as you said. Where do you see it? Halacha dalet sounds that way. Sounds that way. Ain't a loke. Again, you can't be 100% sure it's the Rabbanan. The Michas Chinuch says explicitly, you should look at the Michas Chinuch, Simon Yud Beis. I didn't bring it in. This is the Beferish, based on this Rambam, that's with the Rabbanan. Fine. Comes along the Ramban. Do you have a... Too late to get on screen. The Ramban, you have a Sefer Mitzvahs. I'm sure you've seen it. There's a Sefer Mitzvahs, Rabbosai. The Rambam, what he says in these places, the Nuchas Chama Tumasa, repeats himself in the Sefer Mitzvahs Lo Sasei Kuf Tzadi Ches. He counts Tarovas Chometz as one of the 365 Lo Saseis. The Ramban jumps on him and says, what are you kidding? That's the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. We pass like the Rabbanon. You mean to tell me Kazaj Bechilas Pras? You've lost your mind, Rambam. I mean, he doesn't say it, but it's Elosha, but come on. You lost your mind. Kazayis Bechilas Pras, A, doesn't need a special ribui, and B, what are you chayev? What? If you have a Kazayis Chometz Bechdei Achilas Pras, what are you chayev? What? Kores. We tell me Malchus. You push it, ate a Kazayis of Chometz. If you have a Kazayis of Chometz Bechdei Achilas Pras, you ate a Kazayis of Chometz. So you chayev Kores Mamish. Says the Ramban, the Rambam is off the wall. If it's a Kazayis Bechilas Pras, you chayev Koreks. If there's no Kazayis Bechilas Pras, it's Mutam and Atorah. What's the Rambam talking about? What came over him? The Rambam, the Mefurash Gemara, that only Rabbi Lezer Darshan's called Machmetzis. Rabbanan don't. How can the Rambam pass like Rabbi Lezer against his Rebbe the Rif? And if it's Gadol Zechilas Pras, why is he saying there's only Malchus? Should be Kores. What's going on over here? These are the Ramban's questions. The mitzvahs lo hazei kubsa miches against shitas ha, against the Rambam. That's the kash. Fine. Tremendous kash. The Kesef Mishnah, if you saw it, did anyone see the Rambam yet? I give you a prize. You can read the whole Kesef Mishnah over Shabbos. That's how long it is. I'm going to say you should do it. I give you a prize. If you tell me, if you come back that you read every word of Kesef Mishnah, you get a prize. It's as long as I say in Yiddish, the Yiddish goes. It's forever. It goes on and on and on and on and on and forever. However, when I'm going to touch it, I'm not going to quote. I'm not going to say anything about the Kesef Mishnah. I'm going to tell you about the truth. And the emes, I wouldn't say it up myself. I got a chutzpah on my part. Al pishnayim edim or shlosha edim yokum dovah. Three of the greatest Jewish minds gave the same terror to Kohen to the Rambam. Who are these great Jewish minds? The Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon. The Pri Chodesh. Both were on the Maamar Kamos. And when I was learning with the Rav, he used to quote it from a different source, the Mekeves HaMishnah. The Mekeves HaMishnah, one of the great Mefarshim on the Rambam, says exactly the same thing, word for word. The Pri Chodesh and the Mekeves HaMishnah are literally word for word exactly from beginning to the end. The Gra at the end goes in somewhat of a different way. And let me tell you in the 1 minute that we have, let me just say what they say initially. And on Sunday, Mitzvah Shem, Sunday Sheet, regular time, Saturday Shemaya, we'll have the time to be Marech in this sheet. Rabbosai, the big problem is how did the Rambam quote a Gemara when it's Mefurish in the Gemara, Rabbosai, and Gimel and Aleph, saying that what? The only one who paskins these rushes called Machmetzes is Rabbi Eliezer, not Rabbanan. Say all these three gedolim that the Gemara Amem Gimel and Aleph is only what we call a Havamina. There's a Maskana difference. Where do you see a change between Havamina and Maskana? Here's the change. On Amem Dal Amen Aleph. On Amem Dal Amen Aleph, Abaye, as I mentioned to you before, seems to be unaware about the Dinah Chazar Zechilas Pras. Frank to Pichodesh, what? Abaye is unaware? He never learned Yuma. He never learned Krisus. What? Every Bach in this room knows. You know more than Abaye, Chas v'Shalom? And the Pri Chodesh as follows. Abaye knew full well that if I have a piece of matzah, and another matzah, or Chas v'Shalom chametz, Mechilas Pras, it's all Mitzurah. What Abaye did not know initially is, what if it's mixed up with other things? Sure, Kazaz v'Yechir Pras, Allah HaMosh, we see now. Eat a bit of bread, another bit of bread. Oh, you hit the kazai, zingo, you get kares. That he knew. But what he did not know is if you mix that bread into other things, you mix the bread into, it'll be half bread, or it'll be, I don't know, 40% bread, and 60%, I don't know, cake. And all gets mixed in together and all pulverized together. Then Abaye said, he never heard of it. Before Shigamara, Abaye said, you mean to tell me, because Isaac Hilas Pras is the Arisa? Well, he never learned Yuma. No, he meant Mitarovis. So the Gemara first thought that there's no Chi Mitarovis. None. That's the Gemara thought over here on Daf, Mem Gimel and Aleph. But once the Gemara concludes that because Isaac Hilas Pras is the Arisa, Rabosai. Now you understand, even the Rabban the Walker, Rabban Lezer, Darshan, the drush of Kol Machmetz is also chel to teach you, Taroves Chomet, when is the Kazayis, Bichdei, Achilas Pras. I fret the Ramban, should be Kores. You actually ate a Kazayis. If you add up in those 4 minutes, you ate a Kazayis. The answer is, had you eaten the Kazayis, be'en over 4 minutes, you would have gotten Kores. But now that the Kazayis was bottled Barov, comes along a Chiddush HaTorah, Kol Machmetz Lo Sochelu, and it's Kazayis Be'achilas Pras, there's still going to be an Yisur, an Yisur Doraisa, an Yisur with Malkus, but without Kores. Whoa! A Chiddush Nifla! And that's how they learned, that's what the Gemara says, not from Gimel Malaf. Look what the Gemara said. Look! Yachol Yeonish Kores, right? You might have thought Onish Kores. Tamalama Kikolachol Chomets V'Nichosah, Al Chomets Dagon Gomer Onish Kores, Valeruva balav. Eruva means with kazas lechilas fast. That's what the Gemara taught at the very beginning. What a chiddush nifla. Three of the greatest gedolim ever said it. Gra, the Prichadash, and the Kevus HaMishnah. All pshat in the Rambam. I'm going to say it's a wild chiddush. Of course, the question becomes, what about other Isurim? Chelev, things of this nature. You have to look, Rabosai, in Perek Tezvav and Macholas Asuris, Halacha Beis and Gimel, and then Halacha, you just say, Yud Beis, make sure I'm in the right place, just to see it. That's just sort of a dessert. The main Rambam is in Hilchos Macholas Asuris, Perek Tezvav, Halacha Beis and Gimel. What did he say, Rabosai? What exactly did the Rambam say? It's not clear. Halacha Yud Beis is sort of a twist on it, which both the Mekeves and Mishnah and the Prichadash on their own independently come to the same Chiddush Miflin and Yud Beis as well. Later on Sunday we'll continue with these in Yom. Good. A good Shabbos to one and all. We had a beautiful Asala, the new Zman. Short Zman, but, you know. And as Sarah, if you made Shuvah, you can turn it off the upside down, right?